What happened on Easter Island? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Robert DiNapoli, postdoctoral research associate in the Environmental Studies program at Binghamton University, says reality may be different from what was once thought.
You may know this story, or a version of it. On isolated Easter Island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, the people cut down every tree to erect and transport hundreds of giant statues to honor their clans. This foolish decision led to an ecological catastrophe and the collapse of their society, with only a few thousand people remaining to witness the first Europeans arrive in 1722. This story is often told as a parable for what could happen in our own current global environmental crisis. But did the demographic collapse at the core of this Easter Island story really happen? By analyzing radiocarbon dates from ancient settlements, we've determined that the island's population actually experienced steady growth from its initial colonization around 800 years ago until European arrival in 1722, with no evidence for a population decline. However, we know that the island did experience profound environmental and climatic changes. So what explains this population resilience? First, there's no evidence that the islanders used the now-vanished palm trees for food, a key point of many collapse myths. Current research also shows that deforestation was prolonged and didn't result in catastrophic erosion or loss of cultivated fields, and that the trees were ultimately replaced by innovative gardens mulched with stone that increased agricultural productivity and reduced the risk from famine. During times of drought, the people relied on fresh groundwater from coastal seeps. What's more, the construction of Moai statues, considered by some to be the main contributing factor of the collapse, actually continued up to the point of European arrival, and possibly beyond. In short, rather than a warning for the future collapse of our own society, Easter Island provides a case of remarkable cultural resilience and sustainability in a challenging environment.
That was Robert DiNapoli of Binghamton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.